Broadcasting Network.
This is Jim Fetzer welcoming you to Authentic News right here this 12th day of December 2023 on RBN Live, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. We all knew that Victoria Nuland had expended some $5 billion American dollars in order to bring about a coup in Ukraine. Well, they've had a trial in Ukraine demonstrating that it was a false flag. Massacre of protesters during the 2014 Maidan coup set the stage for the ouster of Ukraine's elected president, Viktor Yanukovych. Now an explosive trial in Kiev has produced evidence the killings were a false flag designed to trigger regime change. That's because Yanukovych was Russia-friendly. He liked Putin. He liked Russia. They had to get rid of him to install a stooge whose successor would be the President Zelensky, who, of course, has turned out to be just a disgusting creature. But here he is arriving in the United States, begging for more of our money so he can buy more mansions in Switzerland and Miami. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the U.S. Monday and pled for more military aid in a speech at the National Defense University in Washington, introduced by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, another miscreant who doesn't deserve to be in the American government. Ukrainians haven't given up and won't give up. We know what to do, and you can count on Ukraine, and we hope just as much to be able to count on you, Zelensky said. His visit comes as the White House is pressuring Congress to pass a $111 billion spending package, including over $60 billion for Ukraine, to fund the war for another year. But of course, as everyone is reporting, the war is already lost. There's no possible way Ukraine can survive. The Russians have been very kind and gentle, in my opinion. They could have gone all out. They could have ended this in about a month, I think, had they been harsh and intent upon it. Meanwhile, there are internal conflicts. Apparently, there are some in Ukraine who don't go along with fighting the war, continuing to be opposite Russia. Thus, they've assassinated what they call a criminal who's gone over to the enemy. Ilya Kiev, 46, was gunned down last week on the grounds of a club near Moscow. Kiev official declared a similar fate would await any other enemies of Ukraine. Images from the scene showed his body in the snow and the weapons supposedly used to liquidate him, which were discovered on a tree nearby. Video was released showing the assassin lying in wait in the snow and watching passersby. I'm not quite sure, but it looks to me the body there is missing its head. And we do have a big knife stuck in the tree along with a handgun. In any case, if you get on the wrong side of Zelensky or the other oligarchs in Ukraine, you can wind up missing your head. Meanwhile, Russia claims the arrest of a Ukrainian assassination network. You may recall I previously reported that they were planning to send out assassins, just as Israel is sending out assassins for anyone who supports Hamas, the prominent leaders. Russia says it's arrested 18 Ukrainian agents and accomplices who plotted to assassinate pro-Russian figures. This sounds like Operation Phoenix, Edward Lansdale ran in Vietnam, where they were assassinating pro-Vietnamese leaders in the villages where Lansdale would wind up, positioning the shooters and determining the sequence of shots in Dallas. Russia says it's arrested a network of Ukrainian assassins targeting pro-Russian figures in the annexed Crimean Peninsula. Moscow's Federal Security Service said Monday it has arrested 18 agents and accomplices of Ukraine's special services. Several pro-Russian figures in Crimea and the occupied East have been attacked since the Kremlin launched its invasion in February of 2022. So much for that assassination ring, but you can anticipate there will be others to follow. Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on Hungary to unblock EU membership talks and funds for Ukraine. Pressure mounted on Hungary Monday not to veto the opening of European Union membership talks and the supply of economic aid to war-torn Ukraine at a pivotal EU summit this week after Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a very good man, demanded the issue be struck from the agenda. With tens of billions in military and economic assistance blocked by Senate Republicans in the United States, until the Biden administration does something to secure our southern border, Ukraine is desperate to ensure longer-term financial and military assistance as fighting in its almost two-year war with Russia bogs down. In a draft to the summit statement seen by the AB, EU leaders will decide to open a session negotiation with Ukraine, but Orban is not backing down, insisting a strategic discussion is needed given the stalemate on the battlefield and uncertainty of U.S. leadership after the elections next year. He is one level-headed guy who has the best interests of his nation at stake, unlike virtually any of the other leaders of European or East European nations. Meanwhile, Biden, of course, in support of genocide, is fast-tracking ammunition sale to Israel, skipping congressional appeal. The Biden regime, in a move sparking significant controversy, has approved an emergency sale of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth over $106 million to Israel. This decision circumvents the usual congressional review process, raising questions about the transparency and checks and balances within U.S. foreign policy. The State Department, led by Secretary Antony Blinken, who describes himself as a Jew, not as an American, in dealing with these issues, declared an emergency that necessitated the immediate sale of these munitions, citing U.S. national security interests. Frankly, I can see no U.S. security interest in slaughtering 2.3 million Palestinians who are entitled to the lands of Palestine, overwhelmingly greater than what we have with Israel, having been there 75 years. We know, of course, even Israeli generals have admitted they could not conduct this mass murder if it were not for the United States providing the weapons they're using to implement it. For example, antiwar.com reports, Israel used U.S.-supplied white phosphorus in attack on southern Lebanon. Jack Sullivan previously said, the U.S. was not drawing red lines in Israel's use of the incendiary weapon, which is, of course, banned internationally. This is an inhumane weapon. White phosphorus burns around 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, burns right through your skin, your bone. It's savage. You cannot be extinguished by water. Israel used U.S. provided white phosphorus munitions in an attack on southern Lebanon, wounding 9 civilians. White phosphorus can be used by militaries as a smokescreen or as an incendiary chemical weapon that could burn buildings or human skin on contact. In some cases, all the way to the bone, I guarantee you, it burns right through your whole body. A journalist working for the Washington Post, found the remnants of 3 155-millimeter white phosphorus artillery shells in Deraa, Lebanon, near the border with Israel. A white phosphorus had incinerated at least 4 homes. 3 of the 9 civilians who were injured in the attack had to be hospitalized. I'm surprised they're even alive. But that's one of the lesser problems that Israel is generating. Al Jazeera reports, undoubtedly true, since the siege was implemented back on the 8th of October, of water, of food, of electricity, of fuel. Remember the rule of threes. Humans can survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. Well, those deadlines for water and food have long since expired. People are starving. WFP says humanitarian operation Gaza is collapsing. The World Food Program, WFP, says its ability to supply basic necessities to the people of Gaza is on the verge of collapse amid escalating Israeli attacks. There's not enough food. People are starving. WFP Deputy Director Carl Scow wrote on X, formerly Twitter, following a visit to the besieged coastal strip on Friday. He said his team had reached more than 1 million people, but the situation is untenable. We need to get supplies in, calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Only a fraction of the necessary food is reaching the Gaza Strip. There's a lack of fuel, and no one is safe. We cannot do our job. But of course, that's exactly what the Israelis intend. They want to kill them all, every single one. Meanwhile, surprise, surprise, Israel has destroyed 192 mosques in the Gaza Strip. As I previously observed, Islam, they acknowledge the existence of Christianity and Judaism. Christianity acknowledges Judaism. Judaism acknowledges neither. And the deeper you get into understanding Judaism, it's a profoundly anti-Jew religion. It promotes genocide, killing, Jewish superiority, and a host of other awful, awful beliefs that most Americans could not even imagine could be part of their religion. But it's a fact. Meanwhile, we have thousands of Israeli soldiers wounded and disabled in the Gaza fighting because Hamas is putting up an heroic resistance. More than 5,000 Israeli soldiers have been wounded in fighting in Gaza since 7 October. Israeli officials are warning of a looming mental health crisis. An Israeli newspaper reported Saturday. Specialists from Israel's Ministry of Defense said its rehabilitation department had received 60 wounded soldiers every day since the start of the war on Gaza. Limor Lura, Deputy Director General and Head of the Ministry Rehabilitation Department, told the Yedroth Aronut newspaper at least 2,000 Israeli soldiers had been declared disabled, with health officials in a hurry to release the wounded so it can admit new patients. That's because Hamas is killing the Israeli soldiers and disabling them and taking out their tanks and their armored personnel carriers. Meanwhile, it's a very bad situation that the Israeli army is arbitrarily detaining Palestinian women and girls. This is not going down well with the world. The Israeli army has arbitrarily detained dozens of women and girls from Gaza without disclosing their whereabouts or the charges they face. Since Israel launched its ground invasion of Gaza, its forces have detained hundreds of civilians from their homes or while fleeing on a road declared by the army as part of a safe corridor. They lie, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they murder mercilessly. Meanwhile, we have, surprise, surprise, an Israeli soldier making a video vandalizing a Palestinian shop in Gaza. We can even play it. Bad. very bad. Well, only if we have to endure the ads they've stuck on every video today. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's national security advisor says Israel is ready to act against the Houthis, who, in my opinion, have been equally heroic with Hamas. Israeli national security advisor Tashi Hanegabi said Saturday, Israel is ready to act against the Houthis in Yemen if the U.S. and its allies do not. Israel is giving the world some time to organize in order to prevent this. But if there isn't to be a global arrangement, because it is a global issue, we will act in order to remove this naval siege, Hanegabi told Israel's Channel 12. The Houthis have been targeting Israeli-linked commercial vessels and firing missiles and drones at Israel in response to the Israeli onslaught in Gaza. Every other Arab nation should be doing the same. His comments came after reports that the Biden admin told Israel to leave it to the U.S. to take care of the Houthis. That's right. Biden's right in there fighting right along with them. Meanwhile, and this is a pretty disgusting report when you come right down to it, the U.S. Troops are occupying Syrian oil fields. Congress is refusing to withdraw them. Think about that. This is basic, crude colonialism in its most barren, raw form. Meanwhile, the U.S. has unveiled an electromagnetic spectrum capable of performing feats in modern warfare with which we are utterly unfamiliar. We're seeking to get access here, but it's being denied. In any case, what this is intended to do is to warn other nations that the United States has electromagnetic weapons that aren't familiar yet to the rest of the world, that it's prepared to unsheath should the time come. Meanwhile, and this I think is actually very, very telling, the globalists are worried that Trump is going to destroy NATO. Now, this is Mike King talking about, but I think he's got it right. Oh, the globalist butthurt. Teeth can be heard grinding from Brussels to London to Paris to New York. The Eurotards fear, and rightly so, that the coming dictatorship of Donald the Terrible heralds the end of NATO's war-making machine. NATO, as any first-year student of globalist conspiracy knows, is one of the indispensable post-World War II pillars of the New World Order Temple of Doom. Next to demolishing the UN building in New York, or the EU Tower of Babel in Brussels, a dissolution or even just a fundamental neutering, gutting of NATO, would represent a blow from which our one-world tormentors could never recover. If and when Fuhrer Trump pulls that off, even the Black Pill Society will be singing his praises. From the article in the New York Times, Trump has made it clear that he sees NATO as a drain on American resources. He has held that view for at least a quarter of a century. In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote that pulling back from Europe would save this country millions of dollars annually. As president, he repeatedly threatened the United States withdrawal from the alliance. Yet as he runs to regain the White House, Mr. Trump has said precious little about his intentions. His campaign website contains a single cryptic sentence. We have to finish the process we began under my administration of fundamentally reevaluating NATO's purpose and NATO's mission. He and his team refuse to elaborate. I'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody help, you know I need someone help. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back.
Well, when we turn to domestic politics, responsible statecraft has a very responsible article. Biden needs to stop coddling BB, by Robert Hunter. Of all the foreign policy challenges President Joe Biden faces, most difficult is the war in Gaza. That's not because of the apparent geopolitical stakes, as Biden often says. China poses the most important long-term challenge, and Russia is next. But while important, what happens between Israel and the Palestinians, as well as elsewhere in the Middle East, has not been in the same league. Yet because of the war in Gaza, which has its linkage to overall Israeli-Palestinian relations and risk of escalation to other parts of the region, there may soon be an explosion dwarfing all other concerns facing Biden and his team. There's also another important reason the war in Gaza now occupies center stage for the Biden admin: America's attitude toward and relations with Israel. Since Israel's creation in the wake of World War II, Most Americans have considered U.S. ties with the Jewish state as special, both because of its founding as a democracy committed to values similar to America and a shared perspective of never again stemming from the Holocaust. But of course, we know it's not a democracy. About 10 years ago, they voted to have a Jewish state rather than a democracy. And we know the never again stemming from the Holocaust is nonsense, is mythology generated to create political pressure to found Israel in the first place, where exposing the sham is indispensable. I declare, if you have done the research, then you're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar, because it didn't happen. There were no gas chambers. 6 million weren't put to the death. The total from the International Committee of the Red Cross, which recalibrated its numbers in 1993, was 296,081 who died in all the camps combined from all causes, none of whom were put to death by being exposed to Zyklon B in a gas chamber. So we've been played. The world has been played. This is a fraud. One of many. Politics has gotten theatrical, almost purely, almost 100%. Meanwhile, CNN host looks crestfallen as she reads how Trump is beating Biden in the polls. Let's pick up a bit.
5 a.m. here in Washington, where we had new CNN poll numbers this morning in two critical battleground states. The news is not great for President Biden and his campaign. The numbers show Donald Trump leading in both Georgia and Michigan. In Georgia, a state Biden carried by a very narrow margin in 2020, registered voters say they prefer Trump over Biden by 5%. In Michigan, which Trump won in 2016, but Biden carried in 2020, our poll now showing Trump 10 points up. Note that a full 10% of those polled in each state say that they wouldn't support either candidate. Trump's margin over Biden is significantly boosted in both states by people who say they did not vote in 2020. These less engaged voters favored Trump by 26 points in Georgia and 40 points in Michigan. Here to help.
I mean, think about it. Vast numbers who didn't even vote now are saying they preferred Trump overwhelmingly to Biden. Meanwhile, Liz Cheney says her focus is on defeating Trump. He's an existential threat to our republic. Where does she come up with nonsense like that? I mean, it is just disgusting. Liz Cheney, like her father before her, who, by the way, was the executive director of 9/11 from a bunker beneath the White House on that tragic and fateful day, is a complete disgrace and traitor to the United States. Donald Trump is not a risk to the nation. He is potentially, in my view, our savior. But there are plenty who are trying to do him in, including this guy, Jack Smith, who's asking the Supreme Court to determine whether or not Trump can be tried on or has a legitimate claim to immunity in the criminal case against him brought by the special prosecutor for attempting to overturn the election in 2024. This is such a ridiculous claim. He made no effort to overturn the election. It was all fabricated. This gets into January 6th. All the nonsense taking place where there were more FBI assets in the crowd, it appears, than there were ordinary patriotic Americans who sincerely believed they were engaged in a peaceful protest because Trump had told them at the ellipse to patriotically and peacefully express their dissent from the outcome of the election.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Just looking at the titles of the stories I got here tells us how horrific the situation is under Biden. Tucker tells Megyn Kelly there'll be violence if the sham prosecutions of Trump continue. 30 voter rolls slammed. 131% of eligible D.C. voters are registered. Would you believe that they were doing a survey showing the lack of education? And they were asking people if they knew how many dimes it took to make a dollar, and they couldn't answer that question. They maybe think you can have 131% of eligible voters. Maybe they don't understand there's only 100% available. It's not a joke. Biden sues state that closed a loophole in their law books that allowed illegal immigrants to vote for him. Get this. Part of the reason why Democrats are so panicked about 2024, as we've been pointing out, is that too many of the fraud loopholes that were exploited in 2020 have been closed. The entire 2020 election was stolen in just a half a dozen blue swing counties in six states. If we plug enough holes before the next election, there will simply be too much heavy lifting for those counties to do on their own next time. I want to believe this, Plus, we'll be watching them like hawks in 2024. The Arizona legislature has closed one of those loopholes that was allowing legal aliens in their state to vote in federal elections. Long story here, the so-called bifurcated election system was allowing illegals to vote. Arizona is the only state that had this system in place. But the fact is that Biden has opposed it. The Biden Justice Department claims the new Arizona law plugging the loophole is a textbook violation of the National Voter Registration Act. Huh? How can that be? By ensuring that only Americans can vote in American elections? Really? It's been a while since I read the NVRA, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't say that. I mean, how blatant. This is like us pumping that oil out of the Syrian wells and keeping our armies there. This is so shocking. It is so blatant. Meanwhile, Robert Malone is a very sophisticated physician. He's talking about the perversion of FISA and the FISA court. When Congress passed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, it sought to provide judicial and congressional oversight of foreign intelligence surveillance activities while maintaining the secrecy necessary to effectively monitor national security threats. In theory, FISA sets up procedures for physical and electronic surveillance and collection of foreign intelligence. But he goes on to explain how it's been corrupted and abused, and remember, used to spy on Trump's campaign and sabotage it. Disgusting. Here's another. The Georgia State Farm Center election night report is proof. Get this, proof. Chris Wray's FBI was in on the election fraud cover-up and more. This is part two of our series on the FBI report on illicit and illegal election night activities at the State Farm Center in Atlanta, Georgia, on November 3rd of 2020. As reported previously, Chris Wray's FBI, acting with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and Secretary of State Brad Raffenberger's office, released a report in June of 2023 announcing they did not uncover any violations during their investigation of the late night ballot counting at the State Farm Center. According to the report, they didn't find, but that's because they had hidden it from their report. According to the report, the bulk of the investigation was conducted in December 2020 and January 2021. Again, the report has just been released in 2023. But if you go back and check it out, they were concealing the manipulation of the vote. Honest to God, it was so blatant. Many of us who stayed up watching saw how they ran out all the observers, and then they continued to count ballots from boxes that were under desks and tables. Meanwhile, the Chicago mayor is trying to stop the flow of illegals into the city, not by going after the Biden admin for its lunatic policies, but by suing bus companies. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has thought of a new plan to stop the flow of illegal border crossers into the city. He's suing the bus companies that are transporting them. He cannot simply call out the Biden admin for their open border policy. So he's getting after the people who are driving the illegals to his son. It's a completely backward idea that essentially lets Biden off the hook. No surprise there. Meanwhile, Ramaswamy has discovered that there's an existing law that allows for the deportation of illegals in the United States already. Ramaswamy revealed the little-known 287G provision lurking in our nation's legal framework. This provision allows Immigration and Customs Official Enforcement, ICE, to enlist the help of local law enforcement to round up and boot out those who are in our country unlawfully. Shockingly, the professional politicians in the Republican Party seemingly refuse to acknowledge this powerful tool at our disposal. This is another reason for regarding Ramaswamy as one of the good guys. He's impressed me a lot during the debates. He's showing a lot of gumption, a lot of integrity I don't see in the others. Meanwhile, the Texas governor makes a genius border move that'll have migrants sprinting for the Rio Grande. According to the Post-Millennial, on Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he would sign a bill into law that would make it a crime for illegal immigrants to be in the state of Texas. The bill would grant police officers in every agency the authority to arrest migrants entering the state illegally. As a result, in 2 weeks, I'll be signing a new law in the state of Texas that'll make it illegal for people to enter the state of Texas from another country illegally and authorizing every peace officer in the state of Texas to arrest those entering our country illegally. I like it. Meanwhile, there are billboards that have been calling for the president of Harvard to be fired, that are trucks that are using loudspeakers, but the Harvard board has unanimously supported the embattled president. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has rejected a request from RFK Jr. A majority declined the motion to interview him for Mr. Kennedy. The court agreed to hear the case, Missouri versus Biden, brought by several state attorneys general involving pressure the government applied to social media during and before the COVID pandemic. Government officials repeatedly encouraged the companies to censor individual users, according to email and other materials produced during discovery. A U.S. district judge and federal appellate court said the evidence shows that government agencies work to suppress speech. Kennedy has brought a similar effort here, but it's been suppressed by the Supreme Court. No doubt, that's not going to be the end of the issue. Here we have a very disturbing report. Italy's health minister gave orders to conceal vaccination death. He's now under investigation for murder. Meanwhile, the Epoch Times is reporting a perfectly healthy 15-month-old girl died 2 days after a routine vaccination. What that tells me is they're putting the mRNA in routine vaccinations. That would be my conjecture. Meanwhile, the purges are ongoing. This is rather interesting. And that means purges in the mainstream media, where the alternative actually are receiving more and more viewers, getting more and more hits. Tyler Durden, of course, the fictional figure for Zero Hedge. It was a rainy Sunday afternoon, peaceful, otherwise uneventful, out of nowhere. The following people appeared on Spaces, an audible show on the X, formerly Twitter, all speaking live with each other. Alex Jones, Elon Musk, Andrew Tate, Vivek Ramaswamy, General Michael Flynn, with Robert Kennedy Jr. and David Stockman listening in real time. I saw 120,000 people listening, millions over 2 hours of the archive. We keep hearing about the death of mainstream media, and I'm starting to believe it. These people have all been targeted as enemies of the state, and yet here they were, all having a civil conversation. We could hear in its raw authenticity. Yes, so far I think Musk has been doing a very, very good job. Meanwhile, the feds, believe it or not, sent nearly $2 billion to Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups, which I think has been kept, information kept away from the American people. Meanwhile, here you have the great replacement at work at Netflix. The white male investigator who brought down Big Pharma during the opioid crisis has magically in the film become a black female. I mean, this is fairly stunning stuff. Just making all these changes to suppress the role of whites in our society. It is taking place. You find it on the UNZ Review, UNZ.com, a very fine publication. How long until HBO does a remake of the 2008 miniseries John Adams and just casts all the founding fathers as black women? It's that incredibly stupid. Netflix is under fire once again for race swapping following the release of their new series, Painkiller, a dramatized retelling of a massive lawsuit filed against Purdue Pharma over opioid manufacturing. In the series, the investigators who took down the company are erased and instead depicted by a fictional black woman. How bad is that? Meanwhile, he's back. Alex Jones, back on Twitter, breaks lib authoritarian Twitter. Let's hear about it. Reinstate Alex Jones on his platform? Elon Musk undertook a poll. The results were staggering. It was like 70% to 30. And over 3 million, over 3 million participated in the vote. He acquiesced. Vox Populi, Vox Dei, voice of the people is the voice of God. Meanwhile, Alex Jones goes on the air to clear the air about Sandy Hook. Listen to this.
Stop. Did you
well,
know thousands
in
of
one moment
are piggybacking off an IRS? I don't know how much. Would you like the short answer or the medium answer?
I think at least the medium answer. I guess people just want to know, like, obviously it would be like heartless and cruel to deny a school shooting of children, or to attack the parents or anyone who is involved. It seems that would be, you know, just incredibly mean and cruel, frankly. So it's sort of that's I think, you know, what a lot of people are upset about, or at least they think that is the reason to be upset about it. And you know, if that were true, I think we would rightly be, you know, upset with you.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, please let me just tell you what really happened, okay? And if you want me to send you a dossier with clips and videos and articles,
I mean, post it to your account, you know.
Yes, sir, I will do that. So let me tell you what happened. I'm a guy that didn't go to college. I mean, a few years of community college. I started out on Access TV 29 years ago. I was not professionally trained, and by 2016, I had 30 million viewers and listeners a day, conservatively. I was the biggest show, as big as Rogan is now or bigger. And I had a very small operation and did not even understand how powerful I was. And so when that event, I just call it the school shooting, which I do believe happened 11 years ago, the internet exploded, and it was the top story for off and on for years, with all these professors and former school safety people and all of them saying they believed it was a drill. And I simply covered them covering that. What was entered in court against me in both cases, where I was found guilty by judges, kind of like in New York, there's a judge in Trump's case, not even a jury, in his real estate case. And then years later, after Trump got elected and after I was deplatformed, it made me bigger. And so suddenly I would wake up and there would be sometimes 100 articles or more a day, every major news channel saying that I've been currently saying nobody died, currently sending people to their houses, currently peeing on graves. I didn't even know these people's names. I only said one of their names ever. Now I believe.
Let me just say, that's pretty pathetic. I don't recall. Well, Alex Jones, the professor, is of course talking about me, the school safety expert, Wolfgang Halbig, where he and I traveled together to Newtown back in 2014 to try to sort things out. But the guy who's asking the question with all that mamby-pamby about hurting people's feelings, he doesn't have any grasp of the First Amendment. The whole point of the First Amendment is to protect unpopular speech, things you don't want to hear, things you might regard as hateful. That's where there's been this colossal compromise by introducing a category of hate speech, which really means anything you hate to hear, anything you don't like, anything that makes you uncomfortable, anything that's contrary to your own preferred beliefs. Alex Jones, in my opinion here, has wimped out. Now, bear in mind, he wound up saddled with nearly a $1 billion penalty for merely expressing an opinion. And the opinion, I gotta tell you, was not wrong. What he's saying now is what's mistaken. And if you go onto my Twitter account, you'll see I have not only Alex Jones clears the air about Sandy Hook, but a tweet. What if Alex had read the book? What if Alex had read the book? During the deposition, he said he hadn't read it. What sense does that make? To have never read the only objective study with 13 experts, including 6 PhDs, who concluded the school was closed and there were no students there? I'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Another point I'd make is, since Alex declared that he never read the book during a deposition in Connecticut, how can the professor have affected his views if he didn't read the book? In any case, I linked to a wonderful review by Brian Wright about the book, where he makes any number of very telling points. Under his review of an important book that Amazon refused to publish, strictly speaking, banned after it had been on sale for less than a month, he said, "I've read the book and digested its essentials as a professional editor. I find nobody's copy editing and formatting less than stellar. But the book is well organized and the content bona fide. It touches all the bases and answers the hard questions to an epistemological certainty. Sandy Hook was not real. Nobody real died. Sandy Hook was a FEMA drill with a purpose of generating support for an extreme gun control and federal power agenda. This review will simply catalog the main factual data that demonstrates the certainty. 489 students minus 20, 469 students plus 70 staff and teachers, nowhere to be found, no evacuation. The benefits to those who participated have been substantial. The donation site created by families of the victims have hauled in over $27 million, or in excess of $1 million per family. Was Sandy Hook Elementary operational on December 14, 2012, or had it long been abandoned? In an interview with Wolfgang Halbig on Truth Radio in March 21, 2014, InfoWars reporter Dan Bondini said at the 5:45 mark, "The school's been closed down for God knows how long. Neighbors can't understand why there were kids in the building because it was condemned. Reports of Sandy Hook Elementary being condemned with asbestos requiring expensive repairs. Photographic evidence of an abandoned school. Absence of handicapped parking spaces and signage. Absence of internet activity from 2008 through 2012. These photographs, day after the shooting, provide further substantiation of my inference that the school had been closed by 2008, which I published with Amanda in Sandy Hook Elementary School, closed in 2008, a stage in 2012 from one of the contributors. The building is covered with moss and grime, with many indications of repairs left undone." The photograph, to which Shannon Hicks, associate editor of the Newtown Bee, refers, is one that I, with Dan Cady, published in the Sandy Hook Smoking Gun Game Set Match, which appears to be one in a series of stage photographs. This is a photograph that she took prior to the iconic string of kids being, led to safety, showing that there are a whole bunch of parents there with their hands in the pockets, arms folded. They're totally nonchalant, looking on while they rearrange the kids to get a better shot. There's a whole lot more there. I even sent a tweet to Elon Musk suggesting he arrange for Alex Jones and me to debate. If you like the idea, follow it up. Right back, and I'll take your calls.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Authentic news right here on RBN Live, this 12th day of December 2023, where I take your calls. Several are on the line already. Dave in Michigan. Dave, join the conversation.
Hey, Uncle Fetzer, it's Dave in the Thumb. Yeah, I love your show. I just got to tell you, you're a pretty popular guy these days. It's really hard to get in. As soon as you started reviewing Alex's interview there, who was he being interviewed by? Was that Elon Muskrat?
Oh, no. It was some, I think it was some weakling he has enforcing his policies about, you know, what's permissible or not. The guy had a tremor in his voice. He obviously wasn't at all confident. I don't know if he knows anything about Sandy Hook, but what an obvious shill. I mean, You want to promote diversity of opinion on all subjects. Who the hell is going to dictate who's right or wrong if we don't have the chance to sort it out?
Well, I got to tell you, Uncle Fetzer, I'm blind. I was legally blind when Sandy Hook unveiled before my very eyes on the boob tube, and I could see myself. I guess you got to be blind to see the truth, right? I could tell that it was a hoax. And when you came out with your book, I was just so excited. And what I just heard Alex Jones say was a bunch of gobbledygook. He's a liar. He's been, you know, as soon as he got divorced from his first Jew wife and his second Jew wife got her hooks into him, as she was a honeypot they sent in to turn him. And Alex Jones has been bought and paid for. He used to be real, and I know he's not anymore. And, he's capitulating. And I do thank you so much for your courage and everything you do and that everything you stand for. I don't agree with everything you say, and nor should we agree with everything each of us say. But, you know, I'm on the same page with you, my friend, and I can't wait to see what you come up with next. So thank you, and I'll yield there. But, oh, I forgot to say, as soon as you started breaking down what Alex Jones said, they cut the feed. I couldn't hear it. They knocked me off my call and listen line, and it took me three times to call back in when I heard your music playing to leave the show for a commercial break. So they're blocking you. You're putting out the truth. You are over the target. You're catching the flack. And thank you, RBN and Dr. Uncle Fetzer. See you, brother.
Dave, what a sensational call. I can't tell you how much I appreciate a call like that. That's wonderful. And it's really too bad because, I mean, Alex is kind of at a crest. I mean, he had the interview with Tucker. I mean, who wouldn't give their eye teeth to have an interview with Tucker? And then he goes on and Elon Musk puts him back in when after he gets over 3 million votes to reinstate with a 70-30% favorability. And then right off the bat, he has to say something colossally stupid like that. It's very, very disappointing. Dave, thank you. Just a terrific call. Paul,
can I make another comment before you let me go?
Yes.
So, you know what? I've seen the dirt on Tucker. Tucker's father was a CIA asset, and I believe Tucker is as well. I think Tucker's if he's not a Jew, he's definitely a Zionist. And, you know, he used to go on Alex Jones, him and his bow tie, and Alex used to have him out to his ranch, and they were shooting that BMG 50 cal, you know, 1,500 yards. And now they act like they just met, you know, when they were on that, when Alex did that interview. They're both a couple of shills in my blind, humble opinion. So hey. Thanks, Doc. See you later.
Hey, what a great final thought. That's just sensational, Dave. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Listen, I tuned into some of the House hearings on anti-Semitism last week, or what we could call is just a Jewish inquisition, which it kind of was.
Yes.
You know, and it's ironic. I think altogether I counted four like presidents of colleges. Now, notice what's happening. A week goes by, and notice the one Gentile, Mrs. McGill from University of Penn, she's thrown out of her job because she committed a speech crime and obviously didn't respond correctly to the, you know, restricting free speech to make our a Jewish minority that rules up over us happy. You notice that? And now they're working on Claudine Gay, the obvious, I would argue, affirmative action hired president of Harvard.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about that, Jim, is you notice as after a week goes by, all of a sudden out comes the supposed researchers claiming that she plagiarized some PhD or whatever dissertation back in the past. Now, Jim, come on, let's not be naive here. We know they knew it all along. And that was the only level of blackmail they had on her. And it really makes you wonder, do you know, it's actually the reason what Epstein Island was all about. Epstein Island is about to bring politicians there, get them caught in embarrassing sexual, you know, acts, right? And then use that to elevate that person even into higher positions, right? And it doesn't matter if the person's competent. And that's the interesting thing about Claudine Gay. She's obviously not that competent, so it makes you wonder, well, how many other people leading something in the United States are elevated through backroom Jewish manipulation, and they're really incompetent, but they're put into high positions of power. Now, we could argue that that's exactly what happened to Joe Biden. He's that very exact person. That's why he is the president. Now, the lovely Renee from North Carolina, she discussed that about why the Gentiles appoint these Jewish people. And the classic example is in the Biden administration. You know, we have Secretary of State Blinken. We have the Treasurer, Janet Yellen. We have Mayorkas in charge of Department of Homeland Security. Correct. And we have, of course, the wonderful Merrick Garfinkel running Department of Justice. Now, the point is, maybe it was a quid pro quo. Biden, you get in office, and once you're in office, you're going to fill the cabinet with Jewish positions. See, and this is where I'm connecting this all together, and in a sense, what we're seeing is an exercise of Jewish power. And also that notice, I mean, people like me and you, we're drawing the connection. Notice, you know, McGill quits, and now they're going after Miss Gay, right? And it seems like this is like the Jews, and same with the extermination of the Palestinians. The Jews are on the global stage flexing their muscle, exterminating Palestinians and firing people who don't crack down on what Jews consider hate speech, right? And
Paul, you and Dave are setting a high bar for calls today. Both of your calls have been sensational. I think you're making excellent points. Give us a little more further thought.
Yeah, so what it comes down to, and I'm going to wrap this up, is when you look at somebody in a high position of power who's a Gentile, we have to just make the assumption that they have something on him. He's probably either sexually compromised or up to some kind of activity that the Jews can pull out of their books and out of their files and out of their Mossad files and coming from Israel, right? And they can pull it out of their files and wreck that person, destroy their career, and get them out and place them with a new replacement.
Paul, just add further confirmation. I believe it's Dick Durbin who blocked the release of the names of everyone who'd flown on the Lolita Express. And I suspect his name must be on the list, but you're absolutely right. The whole Epstein operation was to compromise political leadership so that the powers behind the throne, the Zionists who are running the whole op, could have increased leverage over Congress and the executive branch. I think you are spot on. The Biden today, by the way, appears to me to be a fake. I mean, physically, not the real Joe from Delaware, who, so far as I can tell, died around 2017. I went back and looked at some old videos, and the real Joe Biden was actually very articulate, very expressive, used his body when he talked, hand gestures, just like I do. So I resonated with that. But the present guy, he's like a cadaver. He has no affect. He can hardly speak. He doesn't use his hands in any gestures, but he's also got a different shape and size of skull. He's got a different handwriting. Check out, go to my blog, jameshfetzer.org, and look for, do a search on Joe Biden or fake Biden and so forth. You'll find a mountain of evidence. But Paul, I really like the points you're making. They are excellent. A final thought?
No, just thank you very much, Jim, and I'll be listening. Have a good day.
Excellent. Excellent. Tom in Florida, welcome back, Tom. You always have so much to say. You're on.
Well, yeah, good day to you, Professor Jim. Yeah, that was a good call there by Paul. And you had a really great show yesterday, and some of the callers, Peter and Danny, Jerry, they all made great calls. But I got to go. I'm going to start off with this. Let's look at this. You got the Saturday Night Live. That's not Saturday Night Live. It's Saturday Night Lies. And these Jews are all going eating each other like piranha. And it's really a comedy watching these schmucks like Larry David and all these. And now they're talking because they were making fun of Stefanik in New York. And now they're all going nuts because some Jews are like, how dare you? How dare you? And, you know, this is unbelievable what we're watching here. The whole thing is a giant, massive cabal. And that's what we're facing. But Jim, you know, there's so much going on. You know, it's just mind-boggling. And I want to go to Meyer Lansky.
Sure.
Lansky and the mob yesterday. And I didn't get the call in because I've been very busy. But I'll talk about that in a second. But you know, just watching what's going on with the whole cabalism of all this. This, I believe, we're facing the elders of Zion, the cabal, is just so ruthless that we can't even really comprehend it. And, you know, and I want to talk about the moon. You were talking about the moon, and I want to talk about space for a second. But I'm going to go back to Meyer Lansky. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Meyer Lansky, I believe, was buried right here in South Florida, Miami. Meyer Lansky was born buried here. He wasn't buried in Israel. They wanted to take him to Israel, but they wouldn't allow him. So he and Dan was talking about. You know why Meyer Lansky never got killed and hit by the mob when he was taking one in the books? You know why, Jim?
Tell us.
You have any idea? He never got whacked by the mob. He never got killed by the mob because he always overpaid the soldiers. He always overpaid them. He made sure they all were all paid on time, and he always made sure they got a few extra bucks. And so they're supposed to get $10,000, he'd give them $10,100. That's what I was told. I knew so a lot of people in South Florida knew a lot of these characters back in the day. I talked to old-timers that knew a lot of what was going on in Cuba. They told me everything. They told me about the mob. They told me so much stuff I couldn't believe it. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Lansky was, I believe he's buried in Flagler Cemetery. I can't remember. I'll have to figure it out. But, yeah, he was always overpaying. They sure to everybody got paid on time, and he never juggled the books as far as trying to burn anybody. So that's why he was basically lasting as long as he did. But, of course, the state of Israel at the time, they want to make a bad reputation. We got this Meyer Lansky. It's like Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer, I believe, is born in Iceland. Buried in Iceland. Bobby Fischer couldn't stay. Bobby Fischer turned on the Jews. He realized they were demonic. Check it out. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you see where he was buried in Iceland. Bobby Fischer, the chess player. Now, let's go back. I hear these guys calling in, and I got to go hit Rick in Arizona because Rick was talking about space and you guys. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you believe that German white Northern European men for England, Spain, Germany, I don't care what it came out, the white Northern European men who were the greatest inventors of all time. There was great, there was a minority of inventors. There was George Lincoln, George Washington Carver and all minority inventors, no question about it. Americana radio. I mean, look at all the great white inventors. Now, I want to ask you, have you ever been to Cape Kennedy or Cape Canaveral, Jim? Have you ever been there?
No, no, only visually and only in reports.
Okay, let me explain to you. I've been there. I have land there. I have property 18 miles away from this Kennedy space. Property right there by the 18 miles away. And when that, when those satellites go up and when John Glenn went up in the shuttles, the ground shakes 18 miles away. You hear the rumbling. You hear the actual rumbling. Now, I want to tell you this. I don't know how you feel about, you know, man going out to the moon, but I can honestly say, I believe that white Northern European men can do anything. I believe our culture can do anything, and they've done everything. Henry Ford gave you the assembly line, the cars. Everybody's got a car. We got multiple millions and millions of miles all over the world. Nobody thought that was possible. Nobody thought flight was possible 120 years ago, Jim. Okay? Now, you're asking me if I think man got to the moon. I honestly don't know if they, I mean, they say they have a flag on the moon, this planet and all that. I will say that man actually went to the moon, but I can honestly tell you, I've seen satellites out there. I see them out at night, and they're flying above us, and they got so much information, we can't even comprehend it. So, yes, white Northern European men are responsible for the technology of this world. Now, did they get to the moon, or are they going to Mars? I think they could. I don't, some people are doubting me, saying, oh, no, hey, they made submarines. The Germans had the Wolfpack, Jim. The Germans made submarines that are unbelievable, nuclear submarines now in the United States, and they got all those little secrets from Germans. Now, I could go on and on about the Foo Fighters and all that, but, you know, and they had the Bell in Germany. But I just got to say, Jim, I think white Northern Tesla, I think Tesla, look what he gave us, Jim. There's free energy. Let's not kid ourselves. There's free energy or electricity. Tom, it's all over the place. Tesla
Tom,
knew
Tom,
that.
Tom, yeah.
Tesla.
You're making a lot of good points. You always do. But you can, man cannot do things that are not physically possible, that violate the laws of nature. So there are constraints. It's also a question of technological development and resources and all that. But we cannot, we could not go to the moon because the radiation from the Van Allen belt would have killed us. I'm talking about man mission, not unmanned. Just as a NASA spokesman about 10 years ago said the principal objection to a manned mission to Mars.
I wouldn't argue that point with you. I'm not going to, I couldn't prove it. You can't, I don't know. But I do know that we have radio. I know we have telephone. I know that men, Northern European white males, mostly, not all, but most, made these wonderful inventions. And we're the bad guy in this government. We got a fumbling, stumbling, mumbling, tumbling, fumbling, jerk president cutting us down. We're the bad guys. We're the number one enemy of the United States. You got a president of the United States calling out guys like you and me and my brothers in the audience there calling in your show, trying to get out information that's pertinent. And you're going to have an imbecile like this dirty Irish rat bastard who said he's an Irishman for abortion and homosexuality. And now Paul's president gay. The president of the hot cop. Did you see that freak show? That's a freak show, Jim. That's an absolute freak show. Looking at that gay creature that's the president of a university trying to give us academia. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And if we don't start rallying, and you know what? I you know, everybody's talking about January 6th, January. And it should have been. January should have six. That whole thing, when that thing went down, Jim, it should have been about illegal immigration and the invasion of our country. If you would have had a million males, white, black, Hispanic on that Capitol rioting, I don't care if we call it insurrection, whatever, and they would have said, we're doing it because of the illegal invasion of our country, what would the populace of the United States do then, Jim? I want to hear what you got to say about that. What do you think would happen?
Well,
I'll tell you right
I'm
now,
not,
I'm so frustrated.
Tom, I'm not quite clear. I understood exactly what you were proposing. You mean a massive protest in Washington, D.C. against the open borders? Is that what you meant?
Absolutely,
shutting down?
Sir. Yes, I did.
Shutting down. Well, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea, Tom. Give us your final thought for today.
Well, my final thought, Jim, is, you know, our country's in a precarious situation. We got these idiots running for government, for president. I think it's a disgrace. some of the people that are in there. But hopefully, God willing, somebody, Trump does get back there and he lives up to what he said. He'll be able to pull in a time stop and he'll clean up this nightmare that we've been facing for the last 80 years.
Thanks, Don. Okay? Great call. Always enjoy hearing from you. Right back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Francis, I'm so pleased you called in early enough because I rushed the cadence yesterday because I had so many callers and you like a little more leisurely approach, pretty much the opposite of Tom from Florida, I'd say. Welcome, welcome, Francis.
Well, hello, young man. For one thing, I'm going to be very short, brief, and sweet, or sour, whatever you want to call it, who knows. But I really wasn't going to call in, to be honest. However, when you made mention about a debate with Jones, I thought, you know, that would be a fantastic idea. But there would have to be some ground rules or whatever guidelines set before that would occur. One would be, when one is talking, the other one shuts up until it's time for them to spit out so they can make notes meanwhile. But I hate to say it that way, but there's a tendency of one of the parties liking to overbear commentary regardless of what it's about or anything. And I've noticed that over the years. And so that's one thing I think would have to be toned down a good bit.
Well, it's very easy. It's very easy to do, Francis. I've suggested for the presidential debates, you just have lights. You got a green light when you can speak, orange light when you're about to be cut off, red, you cannot speak, and you just enforce it. I mean, it's easy to do. Now, Alex is used to running his own show, and I hope you intended that of him rather than of me, because I do my best to be, you know, respectful of my callers, but there are occasions when I may feel compelled to intervene. And, you know, go ahead, give us more thoughts. I like it.
It's not a big deal, but yeah, I mean, it's very obvious who's doing what, where, and whatever. And the light idea, that's great. Only allows the people actually abide by it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would akin that to people using a electronic debit card, credit card, whatever, a piece of plastic rather than flipping over a bill, whether it be a single or $100 bill or whatever. It'd be the same contrast, so who knows. But aside from that, y'all have a great week, and I will chat with y'all later. And I'll have a shot of mead, and my thoughts are still with the folks in Gaza, because quite frankly, the Israeli government and the military, they really should have the tables turned around and see and get a dose of what they're dishing out. I mean, that's just reprehensible. I mean,
Hamas actually has taken them out. Hamas has given them more fight than they can handle. That's why they're resorting to bombing and flooding. Though, so far as I know, it hasn't begun yet. There's another simple technique, Francis. Just mute the microphone. You know, you have the two parties on mics, and when it's on, you got a green light, and they can talk. And when it's red, their mic is muted. But if you like the idea, write and tell Elon he ought to set it up. I think it would be one for the ages. Thomas in Nebraska, by the way, I know you dropped, but I'd be glad to put you on the air if you call back in. Rick, meanwhile, Rick in Arizona. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Francis?
Y'all have fun. Take care.
Thank you so much. Great call. Rick in Arizona. Join the conversation, Rick.
Yeah, three or four quick topics. Number one, Elon Musk needs to be arrested for fraud, because nobody's going to go to the moon and nobody's going to travel space and all this crap that I saw him talking about. Number two, when it comes to the moonshot, it was a suicide mission. Nobody would have done it. Their families wouldn't let them do it. They had children, they had wives, they had mothers and fathers. They just wouldn't do it. Okay. Another thing, Alex Jones is never going to part with a dollar on that trial in Connecticut. Dr. Fetzer, that trial is absolutely fake. And they're using Alex Jones to scare people into silence. Alex Jones knows Sandy Hook is completely fake. But he is a tool of the system, okay? He's not going to he's not going to give up a dollar. He's selling books, and every time he turns around on a show, he sells them. Oh, the bankruptcy court says I can use this money. Alex wants you to defend him in court. He's got defendjones.com. Alex, why don't you post your attorney's bills on your website? Maybe somebody would give you some money. This guy is grifter. This guy is a grifter extraordinaire. Okay? Anything this guy has to do with is all about the system. He is a part of the system. He is a land-owning giant in Texas. His family, a 22,000-acre Ponderosa from 1823. He is the establishment. He knows Sandy Hook is completely fake, and I will bet any amount of money that I can afford, he will never part with a dime. This is all theater for people that just don't have enough time to look at it closely.
You know, Robert Barnes is quite a brilliant attorney, was in the courtroom, I think it was in Austin, and he said it was unlike any courtroom he'd ever seen. There were three cameras in there, one of which was focused on the jury, and it looked to him like a made-for-TV movie, and I think he got it right. I agree with you. I don't think Alex is going to have to shell out a nickel of that nearly $1 billion. I agree with you. It was shut everybody up. You notice the more controversial the subject, the more they go out of their way to suppress it and shut us up. I'll take a final thought from you, Rick, when we return from this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers: Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vapangulo, Joaquin Gopian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kohlerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hinane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/tickets/ to get it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Rick, I'm glad you're still here, because right now the lines are open. There's no one behind you, and therefore we can expand on some of the topics you're raising. I believe that the bigger the lie, the more severe they are in punishing anyone who challenges it. Look at COVID and all the mandates and how harsh they were about COVID. And God knows about the theft of the election. They've been horrendous. And now, of course, Sandy Hook. I mean, it's just ridiculous. 9/11, January 6th, others, where the whole situation is ridiculous, because these are fraudulent events, manufactured events, brought to us by our own government, and they don't want anyone to challenge them. Go ahead, Rick, your further thoughts.
Well, you know, all these issues like 9/11 and Sandy Hook, they're all fake. But they got a bigger problem with like 9/11. We have a lot of soldiers that went over to the Middle East, and they're all in wheelchairs now, minus a couple of extremities. Okay, they have to shut people down, because once these people that start finding out that they went over there and got killed and wrecked for nothing, that's serious. That's serious trouble. Now, Sandy Hook escaped the fraud because the Jews had not owned YouTube just yet. Well, they had. They bought it in 2007, but they didn't have their system to shut it down. There were so many YouTubers showing how these shootings are fake that there's so many people out there that more than you think know that these shootings are fake, a hell of a lot more than you think. I mean, there's people that had, you know, I can't remember what his name was. He had a million views. He had a million subscribers. And so I'm just saying that Alex Jones is a scumbag. He's been a scumbag from way back. Now, he started out okay with 9/11, but if you ask him, if you ask Alex Jones what happened on 9/11, he'll give you the official story. Believe it or not, he'll give you the official story.
Well, you know what's curious about that, Rick, is he held this American Scholars Conference in June of 2006, and it was clearly inspired by the society I'd founded, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and he invited me to be the keynote speaker. And when they did the panel discussion on Sunday, which C-SPAN videoed and then broadcast 7 or 8 times, ran an hour and 45 minutes, while he moderated, all 4 of the speakers were from scholars, Steve Jones, a physicist from BYU, Bob Bauman, who was a Star Wars advisor to 3 presidents, Webster Tarpley, author of Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, me giving the top 10 reasons we knew the hijackers were fake. And he was very involved in Loose Change, you know, Dylan Avery and their group. So I don't know if you really can fault him on 9/11. I don't think he's going to fall into that category. I also, on his behalf, will say I think he's pretty good at stirring up the pot by raising some issues, even if he doesn't ultimately follow very far through. And in provoking controversy. So I think he does a lot of good, but I think there are other issues you're raising about him that are really questionable. Would you like to add a final thought, Rick?
Yeah, well, what's going to happen here is they're going to try to get a federal red flag law. There's too many states out there that are not going to go for the bribery that the federal government is offering. North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, these states are not ever going to put in a federal or a statewide red flag law. And this is why I think why they're bringing Trump back is because when Trump comes back in, Dr. Fetzer, there's going to be a super Trump shooting. There's going to be dead third graders everywhere. And then Trump is going to have the white males in his hand, and the state, yeah, United States senators are going to vote for a federal red flag law.
Rick.
And they're going to get away with it because they got Donald Trump has got the white males in their hand. They need this. They need the federal red flag law because the other states are not going for it. They got 21 states on board now, but a lot of them aren't going for it. And that's where the crescendo comes in. When Trump is president, he is going to be the guy that signs the national gun control law of history.
I welcome diverse opinions, Rick, and you've got a lot of interesting ones. I think you're mistaken on this, but we will see. It's a testable proposition. Thomas in Omaha, join the conversation, Thomas.
Hi, Professor. You know, I always thought it was very interesting when I saw the interviews of Gene Rosen. Remember him?
Sure. You know, he was actually giving gun control lectures before Sandy Hook on behalf of FEMA.
Oh, I did not know that. But here's the funny thing. According to him, after the school shooting, they got onto a bus, and then the bus driver let them off on the corner, and Gene Rosen goes, "Oh, hi, kids. Why don't you come inside the house and play with some stuff? Animals." And so they did, and one girl says, "This doll is called Emily, that's my name." And then they played for a half hour, and then they started to cry, and Gene Rosen goes, "What are you crying about?" Oh, we saw our teacher get shot. I don't know.
Thomas, listen, you're on the right track. He claimed that a bus driver dropped off. Or actually, there weren't any buses. There wasn't any evacuation. This was to create the idea that there actually had been buses evacuating kids, which did not happen. But they, depending on the telling, it was three or four or five different kids. They were dropped off at his house, and he took them in, as you said, stuffed animals and orange juice. But the story's absurd on its face. A bus driver is not going to drop off kids who are not in the home of someone who's not their parent or custodian. He wasn't a parent or custodian. It was rubbish. And he's a very poor actor. And he told the story different ways, different occasions. It was all very, very bad. So you're absolutely right, Thomas. That was a tell, an early tell.
Changing the subject here a little bit. Today, Warren Buffett sold $27 or $28 billion worth of his stocks.
Why?
I think something's gonna happen. You know, he's probably got some kind of.
Yes, it's to me, Thomas. Hey, thanks very much for the call. Now we have others lining up. John in Colorado. John in Colorado, join the conversation.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. It's a good show. This thing in Gaza is still. It makes no sense. Like I said, the media is just hiding everything.
Yes.
Won't tell you, like I said, going on, you can get alternative. You can find, just looking for the, you find the pictures of the attacks on Gaza by the Israelis after that. It's hard to find, but it's there somewhere. And if the public would find more about this, I think they'd be outraged about what's going on. Because if they're, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Further thoughts?
Just listening to, just before that, the caller talked about the bus driver. Being a retired school bus driver, I concur with that. You just can't do that.
Right. Right, it's ridiculous on his face.
Yeah, no. You can't do that. Like, if he did that, really, he's breaking the laws of wherever state that it was in. You can't do that. The other thing is, it's what happened, though, last thing with if Trump comes back, first one thing is when are they going to, are they really going to, if all these indictments, are they really going to do anything? Or it's not going to happen, or is just, they're covering their base. Getting people scared because they're going to do all this, but nothing happened. If it's going to happen or what?
Here's the deal, John. This is all courtroom theater. I mean, it's like Alex Jones' made-for-TV movie. They're trying to influence a 2024 election. They know these lawsuits have no foundation in law or fact, but they're able to generate them because they have corrupt Democrat prosecutors and a lot of corrupt Democrat judges. And they're moving forward, but they're going to come to nothing. Once the election is over, they're all going to disappear. I mean, they're all for show to try to affect the outcome of the election. I guarantee none of them is going to eventuate in any punishment for Trump, but they're trying to influence public opinion. And you'll notice it's backfiring. The more they indict him, the greater his popularity. So, there you have it.
Well, like I said, that's all you see, and my family argue with. That's all they see on YouTube and all those channels, all the opposite. Trump is terrible and all this. Nothing on the other side. The Democrats, Biden, his son, none of that.
John, my wife is addicted to MSNBC, so I get quite a lot of that. It helps me keep track of, what the opposition is saying because, it's all propaganda all the time. You have a final thought, John. A final thought.
Like I said, you're better than that. You can go back with your wife. Like I can't so much. It's like, here, look at the other side. Look at the other side. You do a show. You do all this stuff. She obviously knows what's going on, but it's hard to do it. Just say, look at the other side. Just not look at one end. Look at both ends. Like I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Dr. Fetzer. Keep up the good work.
John, thank you for calling. Steve in Arkansas. Steve, join the conversation.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Dr. Spencer. How are you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, very fine. Go ahead.
Hey, apologize. Yeah, I apologize off the topic, although it was pretty
That's okay. That's okay. Comment.
I'm a disabled veteran. I'm trying to bring attention to it came out on Twitter not too long ago that the Biden administration is using the VA to process their illegals as well as give them their health care. They're murdering veterans. I was lured into coming to this VA because I actually tore a ligament in my elbow, and they promised me MRI help, et cetera, and they're not doing it. They've already had one physician up here convicted of malpractice, including up to veteran death because of it. And once I got up here, my nurse told me that there was a vet that blew his brains out on the lawn about a year and a half ago. So they're still killing veterans. The Biden administration is using your tax dollars to murder veterans, plain and simple. If there's any, I play golf. I'm a member of a club. I was out there like probably 5 months ago, and a guy approached me. I was over putting and said, hey, you're a vet? I'm like, yeah, I have a member by relations that works at the VA. They were pulled into a meeting and told to start identifying complainers in the center.
If that was on your mind.
So I told them that I was already swagged. So spread the word. If anybody else, veterans listening to this, that it's happened to, I beg of you, start calling the OIG. Start calling the House Veterans Affairs Committee. We need to get an investigation on these people.
Steve, I think that is such an important topic. And yeah, the VA has not been fulfilling its obligation to our veterans. And as a veteran myself, I take great offense. Steve, you're making really important points. Repeat what you'd like the public to do.
Every veteran out there that's having any kind of issue where they're being denied, obstructed, underdiagnosed, I'll give you an example. I was rear-ended at a stoplight and thought it was just whiplash, and went into the VA for help, got muscle relaxers and a TENS unit. And they diagnosed it as a bulging disc. Later, when I went, still hurting, to see chiropractic, they did x-rays and they told me, dude, you have a neck fracture. But the VA diagnosed it as a bulging disc, a broken neck. That is injury. What kind of doctor does that? I came here with a torn ligament. I was promised an MRI, et cetera. They send me to a primary. They make a good pretense now. They send me to a primary. Told them it's protruding, visibly protruding. It's torn. Okay, I heard it pop. Okay, I played sports all my life. Okay, most of my life. They send me to MRI and they go to shoot dye. And I'm like, why are you shooting dye into a ligament? You can't do an MRI in ER because you can't do an X-ray in ER because an X-ray does not show ligament. That's why you do the MRI. Why are you shooting dye into blood vessels when a ligament and a tendon has none? But okay, that's just me, right? So then I get called 3 days later. Oh, we see damage. We need you to come back and do it again. All these procedures are excruciating. Okay, it's actually hurting my arm more. So I go back and do the second one. I demanded another doctor because what doc would do that? He doesn't know what he's doing, obviously. They gave me the lead physician over all the physicians. And the diagnosis, tendonitis. And it's torn. I took the MRIs and x-rays to another medical professional, and her eyes bulged out, her mouth fell open. She said, oh my God. And I said, I need a statement. Would you write it? No, I am not going to get involved with the VA in litigation. So every veteran out there that hears this, I beg of you, don't call your congressman. They're not going to do anything. You need to call the House and Veterans Affairs Committee and start filing formal complaints. Call the Office of Inspector General. Start filing formal complaints against these people. If you file a formal complaint with the OIG, they are obligated to follow up on it. They cannot throw it aside. They have to follow up on it.
Wonderful.
Nobody's raising this issue. Please help us. Yes. They're killing us. They're murdering us.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Steve, you made excellent points. I'm really glad you called in because that's such an important topic, and I want to wish you well. Good luck with all your efforts, and commendable. I'm very glad you called in. Meanwhile, we have Paul in California. Paul, join the conversation. We killed the break, Paul.
Well, that was quite the personal medical history call there. I, you know, wish the guy good luck. Unfortunately, we can't solve his problems. I wanted just to say, because I've heard so many good calls, but the last couple of days, I want to nominate Rick from Arizona. Rick, if you're listening out there, I am one of many people who really appreciates your calls, and I don't always agree with everything to the nth degree, Jim, but the majority, I know he's got it right, and some of the details I will not dispute. On this idea of Trump, you know, getting in and signing federal red flag laws and whatever, I don't know. I'm not going to take a stand against it. I find it unlikely. But here's the thing, if it's any comfort to you, Rick, or anybody else out there, there isn't any way that the people that they're afraid of having the guns are going to turn their guns in. There may be some suckers and weaklings out there that would do something like that. But believe me, I think the vast majority of the population is now waking up that we have an enemy in power. The government is our enemy. The government will facilitate our enemies. And that most sane people will no way, shape, or form turn in their guns because they pass a damn law. And certainly the people that they're worried about, okay, the smaller percentage that would actually be ready, willing, and able to use them, ain't no way they're turning in their guns because they pass any damn law. So that's my position. But again, Rick, you make great calls, and I appreciate them. I wanted you to know that.
Paul, very nice, very nice. I appreciate the call. I've said in the past and say again, when they come for our guns, the time has come to use them. Some say it's already too late. It's a good thing. We are armed, lock and load. Meanwhile, Renee in North Carolina. Renee, join the conversation.
You know, it's not just the veterans killing. And like I say, people waste a lot of time on here promoting or denigrating one demographic group or the other. And in some ways, this is a diversion. The problem is our government employees. The thing is, we've known for a long time there's like lead, cadmium, and whatever, even in the baby food, okay? And they've done nothing about it. They suggest they maybe try a little harder, okay? In fact, amazingly, it's actually that California governor that everybody hates is actually trying to do something about this, where he's trying to say, look, you have to test it and post it on your website what your lead and cadmium levels are in your baby food. Go to Daily Mail. Daily Mail, it's finally starting to get more popular. I've known this for a long time. But they're getting us through our food and our medicine contaminated. There's lead and cadmium, the chocolate, the beets, the spinach. A lot of even the foods we consider health foods are contaminated with heavy metals. Okay, we're being dumbed down and slowly killed at a profit. Now, who is in charge of monitoring all this and is supposed to claim they protect us from all this? Oh, that'd be government employees and all those alphabet agencies, huh? Well, they're failing miserably. And the thing that keeps them in place, they are separate than us. They are in a separate retirement system and medical system where they get better than us, so they will not whistleblow or stand up to do what's right. They'll be good little yes men, because if they get booted out, it's like a demotion to come down here with the rest of us jacking with private insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, yeah, Social Security, and so they keep their mouths shut and go along to get along. And people who think they will not go against us, think again. I have two words for you. Can't state, okay? The thing is, until we do something where all those people are in the same pot as the rest of us, where it is in their own best interest to save our country and to right this ship, The only thing is if they're in the boat with us. As long as they have a separate but better system, they're going to sell us out.
Those are great points, Renee. And Trump has a plan to decimate the senior executive service. It is like the deep state permanent civil service employees. He's figured out a way to get rid of them. That complements your observations. Renee, I keep you longer, but I got two more. I want to get a word in edgewise. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation. James. If James is not we there, Lauren.
Hi.
Go ahead.
There. Yeah, we didn't go to the moon, but we fought in World War II, and there was massive carnage there. You see, I believe that Christianity was invented to take down the Roman Empire. And you can see the same kind of infection in the United States of America that's been happening ever since its inception. Whatever happened to the gold in the basement of the Twin Towers? Did they ever find that gold?
No. To the best of my knowledge, it was not recovered. There may be someone out there who knows more about a specific aspect of the case, but it's a great question, James. It's a great question.
Well,
yep.
All right, I'll let you go. Thanks kindly. Bye now.
Thanks for calling, James. Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're my last caller today. Please give us your thoughts.
I'll do it fast. Love many, trust few, and always paddle your own canoe. Life is not a group project. We have got to shake off this illusion. We have all the power. Why don't we stop giving them anything to be accountable for? I homeschool my children. I don't worry about what they do if they teach trannies every time and tell your kids to kill their children and don't have babies and global warming and lie to them about everything. They can't even write cursive. They don't know anything that's useful. They got no useful skill set. They're useless, like Yuval Noah Harari says. And that's mommy and daddy's fault. We have all the power. We could change this anytime we want. I would suggest people take 1 week. 1 week. Sit down and study maps with your children. Start with the United States, Western states. They're big. Memorize them all. And then keep moving. If we're going to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, shouldn't we know where it is on a map? I mean, didn't you love what Vivek Ramaswamy did to... I forget her name, the silly Republican woman.
Nikki Haley.
He said, name one province that you, name one province. She don't know where anything is over there. But who do you think? Nikki Haley for us for doing what Nikki Haley says. So let's keep our money in our pockets. Don't pay taxes you don't owe. Keep our children in our home. Boycott big business. Boycotts. Let's buy from people that are like us. Go get yourself your local Amish farmers, your local farmers. Start buying your food locally.
Right.
Put in a little garden. You know, we have to change the way we live if we want to change what we're getting. We've been behaving badly. We can change this anytime. We've not given them money and our consent.
Great stuff, Lauren. Great stuff. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. Thank you all for being here on RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Julie.